The second annual Birch Grove Foundation Boot Hockey Tournament will be held at Birch Grove School in Tofty on Friday, February 17th, starting at 4:30. This event was a big hit last winter and is backed by popular demand. The teams are filled for this year, but if you stop by to be a spectator, there'll be a lot of laughter, followed by a bonfire and pizza available for purchase. Patty Nordahl, director of the Birch Grove Foundation, recently won a prestigious award from the Minnesota Department of Human Services. DHS Commissioner Lucinda Jessen honored professionals and organizations from across the state on January 20th, citing their outstanding contributions to human services program clients. 11 individuals and organizations were recipients of the DHS Commissioner's Circle of Excellence Awards. Patty was recognized for her work with Cooperation Station in Grand Marais and her efforts in developing the parent-aware child care rating system. She also advised DHS on its federal Child Care Development Fund plan and serves on the Governor's Early Learning Council. Congratulations, Patty. If you thought you missed Birch Grove Community Lunch this week, you have another chance to make it because the wrong date was publicized for the event. The community lunch is held the second Tuesday of the month, which falls on February 14th. So mark your calendars and drop by Birch Grove and Tofty for a delicious meal and congenial company. The Birch Grove Senior Lunch is held the next day, on Wednesday, February 15th. David Abbas from Round River Farms in Finland will be there to talk about community-supported agriculture and the possibility of having a drop-off point in Tofty for his produce next summer. I've heard David speak before, and he's really an interesting guy. Anyone who's a full-time farmer in Finland, Minnesota, has to be pretty determined. The next senior lunch is on February 29th, and that will have an interesting speaker, too. Bonnie Brost is a registered dietitian with Essentia Health St. Mary's Heart and Vascular Center. She'll be giving her popular presentation titled, Sugar, the Sweet and the Sour. There will also be free blood pressure and glucose checks before lunch. Finally, in Birch Grove news this week, the Early Childhood Coalition is having a fun day at Birch Grove on Saturday, February 11th, from 10 until 1, for families with children under school age and their siblings. There will be skating, and the gym will be set up with inflatable bouncers and other activities. As always, you can contact Patty Nordahl at 663-7977 for more information about all the activities at Birch Grove. The North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum in Tofty has scheduled another installment of their Voices from the Fishing Life. Tofty native Dale Tormundson, Lake Superior commercial fisherman, former Cook County school superintendent, and all-around good guy, will be at the North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum on Saturday, February 18th at 2 p.m. to talk about his experiences fishing on the Big Lake. Admission is free and all are welcomed. Call 663-7050 or www.commercialfishingmuseum.org for additional information. It was fun to hear the live coverage of the Cook County High School Invitational Cross Country Ski Meet on WTIP last week. Announcer Buck Benson and color commentator Jonathan Rova did a great job. I usually volunteer at the meet as a starter, but I had to miss it this year due to having a terrible cold. WTIP broadcast live video of the meet in cooperation with Boreal Access, as they've been doing with some other high school sport events recently. Station manager Deb Benedict says that there'll be more live video broadcasts of all sorts of events as broadband internet service becomes available in Cook County over the next couple of years. I find the cross-country ski meet to be particularly heartening to watch because you can look out across the stadium and see hundreds of happy, physically fit teenagers enthusiastically participating in a healthy event. It makes the future look bright. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.